The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
Whatever heaven has started in your family, in your home, in your relationship, in your marriage, in your community, in your calling, whatever heaven has started, hell cannot stop. Philippians 1:6, the good Lord who started the work will finish the work he has started. Whatever heaven starts, hell cannot stop.
Samuel Rodriguez helps you break free and discover the assignment, anointing, and authority God has waiting for you. Next.
Well, Betty and I welcome you to life today. Don't we have a wonderful audience?
We really do. Thank you so much for joining us. We love being able to share with you and share wonderful friends and guests, James.
Well, we do. And Sammy Rodriguez is with us. Why do you think our viewers are special? You've heard me talk about what I see. Why do you think they're so special?
Wow. I mean, do we have time? You really are special to us. We could not do what we're able to do through this ministry without you joining with us. What you do is so important. It helps us to reach out, James, with water, with food, with the trafficking, with shoes, with smiles, all kinds of opportunities. Thank you so much for joining with us. This is your ministry, too, of what God's allowed you to do through this ministry. Thank you again. We can never thank you enough. We love you very much.
Well, you allow us to not merely discuss God's love or even declare it. You allow us to demonstrate it freely all over the world.
Yes.
It's undeniable. Sammy Rodriguez has been one of the favorite men of God that I've met on this planet. And we are like a father and a son. We are like family. And I prayed in our 50th anniversary conference a double portion anointing on him after he got through preaching. And someone saw that and moved it so much that they basically offered him the opportunity to touch the world through television. It was something that they saw that grabbed his heart and allowed Sammy to touch people all over the world. It was like a double portion blessing. And now you're wanting to see that as it happened with Elisha, related to Elijah. I want to point something out because you talked about this great prophet Elijah.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the one who had even called down fire from heaven.
Indeed.
You know, he had prayed it wouldn't rain and then that it would rain. And yet he found himself pouting. I want you to listen to this statement from Isaiah. And this is what Sammy said yesterday on the program. He said, this happens to too many Christians. Listen to what God is saying to his people. Hear you deaf and look you blind that you may see. Who is blind but my servant? Are so deaf as my messenger whom I send? Who is so blind as he who's at peace with me? Or so blind as a servant of the Lord? You've seen many things, but you don't observe them.
Mm.
Your ears are open, but you don't hear. The Lord was pleased for his righteousness' sake to make the law great and glorious. But this is a people that have been plundered and despoiled and trapped in caves, defeated. They've become a prey to the predator, to the enemy, with no one to deliver them. Dear God, who among us will give heed and listen? And hereafter, who gave up Jacob for spoil and Israel to plunders? Was it not the Lord against whom you sinned? Do you want to know why we're delivered up to plunderers? Because we're not hearing what he's saying.
That's right.
Liberating words. Transforming, redemptive truth. Not opening our eyes to see. We're blinded by the gods of this world and the attractions of the world and the distractions of the world. And we find ourselves hiding. Sometimes we hide in churches. We hide in a little prayer circle rather than putting the light up on the lampstand and refusing to let the salt lose its effect and be trampled under the feet of men. All that's precious and sacred to God and to people who love others is being trampled under the feet of men. The light is hidden. When God said, put the light on a lampstand, the salt has an effect. It protects and preserves the precious. And if you'll stand together, you will become, listen, he's talking to his people, not hidden in caves. You'll have your eyes open, your ears open. You will hear, you'll see, you'll do, and you'll become a shining city set on a hill that cannot be hidden. You don't hide in churches or even prayer meetings. You become an answer to the prayer. Not only the prayers around you, but the prayers of Jesus. That you become the people of God who are His disciples, and they recognize you are indeed the children of the perfect Father, and you're the members of the body of Christ. And we can storm the gates of hell. Does that make sense, Sammy?
We can storm the gates of hell. We will storm the gates of hell.
This plow pusher that you talk about, Elisha, got an anointing and he shook heaven and earth, and we can.
This is for every plow pusher out there. Every single plow pusher. Back to the primary point, if you haven't pushed a plow, don't expect to carry the mantle. But if you know what it is to push the plow, again, it serves as a metaphor, but a biblically substantiated metaphor in life.
Yeah, you're trying to be productive. You're trying to be purposeful.
And you're doing it diligently every day.
Absolutely.
Sometimes when heaven shines on you, and on moments, many occasions, when the gates of hell are unleashed to stop you. But for every single person who did not give up, even when they wanted to give up, they couldn't give up because of Romans 8:11. The same spirit that raised Jesus lives inside of us. That's Galatians 6:9. Again, the prophet Elisha, pushing a plow, the prophet Elijah with the mantle places it upon him. That mantle that the prophet Elijah placed on Elisha was the mantle. We spoke about confronting our current melees with truth. The prophet Elijah in 1 Kings 18 has this confrontational moment. That's why there is no such thing as silent Christianity. You can't be silent in the midst of relativism, in the midst of Jezebel and Ahab exalting a Baal-type spirit, demanding that we sacrifice our Judeo-Christian value system on the altar of expediency. Elijah had that moment. In his generation, what did he say? The real God will answer with fire. Let's do this. You really want to do this? Let's do this. And the church right now, we find ourselves trying to be so politically correct that we care more about followers rather than the one that we're following. So we're so obsessed with likes. We're more obsessed with likes than the love of God. Mm-hmm. And the love of one is greater than the likes of many. And we need to flip the script. And there's truth. We need to speak truth about integrity, about human sexuality, about gender identity. What does the Bible say about the family? What does the Bible say about human nature?
How about the preciousness of every life?
Every life created in the image of God is beautiful, and every life is sacred.
Yeah.
If the church would stand up with the mantle and confront the lies, the relativism, the ideology and the construct, some of them unfortunately permeating the church to a great degree, we need to remove the lid and say no. Again, it's the centrality of Christ, it's biblical orthodoxy, the audacity for pastors and preachers and you to tell your children and your children's children, regardless of what you hear or what they teach you in these new indoctrination centers we call the public school system, I want to remind you that Jesus is the only way, that Christ is the only way for eternal life, new life, and abundant life. I want to remind you that God designed you with great purpose, that you're not a mistake, that you're not a mistake. So He designed you one way for a purpose, and He has great destiny for you. I love the fact, one of the stories that I wrote about here, and I put my family in context, our journey that we already heard in a previous episode regarding COVID. I expanded a bit how it impacted my family, my parents, our church community, and so forth. And then a moment came where Elijah, after the man with the mantle, persevering, what heaven starts, hell cannot stop, he has this moment. He listens to Jezebel, 1 Kings 19:2. Great story. Jezebel hears from her husband what happened on the mountain. Ahab was a gossiper. Yeah, he was a gossiper. He came back to his wife and said, hey, and speaking parenthetically now, remember your team, that team you had up there? Well, let's just say all their insurance policies kicked in because they're no longer around. They're dead. And here's verbatim what she said. Here's what it says. Jezebel says, who did this? The man with the mantle, the prophet Elijah? I swear by my gods, in 24 hours, that man will be dead. She prophesied. It sounded like a prophecy, but she lied. Here's what took place. 24 hours passed. Elijah did not die. How about that? 48 hours pass, Elijah did not die. What if I tell you a week pass, Elijah did not die? What if I tell you a year pass? All right, what if I tell you a decade pass? All right. What if I tell you a century pass? Wait a minute. What if I tell you a 1,000 years pass, Elijah did not die? What if I tell you it's been approximately 2,800 years since Jezebel declared that and Elijah has yet to die? 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 11 states that Elijah was picked up in a whirlwind, connected to a chariot of fire. He never died. Matter of fact, next time we see him, the Mount of Transfiguration alongside Jesus. What am I telling you? What heaven starts, hell cannot stop. I want you to listen to me, please. Whatever heaven has started in your family, in your home, in your relationship, in your marriage, in your community, in your calling, whatever heaven has started, hell cannot stop. Philippians 1:6, the good Lord who started the work will finish the work he has started. Whatever heaven starts, hell cannot stop. As a matter of fact, did he die? No. The opposite's about to take place. So I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid. Right now, we're hearing everything. This is the end of Christianity in America. This is the last generation where the majority, 49% of Americans now attend church regularly in comparison to 76% in 1954. This thing is going down the proverbial slippery slope. We're done. Christianity is done. What if I tell you Jezebel already stated that and the opposite took place? So get ready for the opposite to take place. Instead of America going to hell in a handbasket, what if I tell you that God is not done with America and America's not done with God? What if I tell you we're at the precipice of a fresh awakening, a move of God? We're going to see more people come to Jesus in my generation than in any other generation in human history. I believe that. Jezebel said in 24 hours he will die. He has yet to die. So don't drink the Kool-Aid. Do you realize this? It's not the first time we've been here, from Nero all the way to Lenin, who said communism would outlast Christianity. Remember that? How about the Germans, the Nazis? What did they say? What? The Third Reich will outlast the Church of Jesus. And the Beatles said they would get more worship than the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Well, guess what? Lenin? The Nazis? The Beatles? And the Church of Jesus is still alive and well.
And we need to stop praying to get out of here and be like the New Testament Christians when they told him to shut up. They said, we can't help but speak what we've seen and heard. There is no way you can silence us. You can't put us in a big enough prison to hold it. God will throw the doors open. He wants us to walk in that freedom, that fullness. That's what this is talking about. It's walking in power that's available. The same Jesus that walked on this earth, the same Jesus that died for us and was buried, was raised from the grave. He conquered death, and he said, I need to leave, so I send another just like me to live in you. I live in millions of people, the resurrected Jesus in us. How about we stand up suited up in that Jesus? Mm-hmm. We can walk over the enemy's intents, God said, like dust under our feet. He does not torment us and control us. We become his tormentor. We take a taunting song against you. You will not prevail on God's earth and God's garden. This heaven and earth is the Lord's. Let heaven and earth give glory to God right now in our watch. Are you listening to this? That's called a double portion anointing. God, I want you to raise up every person and no longer allow them to be silenced or deaf and dull of hearing or blind, but have a clear vision that if we allow you to be lifted up in us, you will draw all men to yourself in Jesus' name. Sammy, I believe there'll be 1 billion people saved in a single day. You know when that'll happen? When they see the church that looks like Jesus. They can see that church here in America. They can see that church all over the world that looks like him. We love one another. We love our enemies. We love those who are defeated. We say, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. The God of this world has blinded their eyes, but you will open their eyes. We declare the truth. We do not let Pharaoh to rule. We do not depend upon the gods or the dependent circles of this world that tell us we can't live without them. We know who our source is. We do not let people take God's money and teach against God, against every principle that made America great, that has blessed us and blessed others and enabled us to bless others. We don't have to let the liar, the deceiver, trample truth under his feet. It can stop right now. Sammy, it stops with everybody watching us right now. If they'll just say, I'm going to be what you left me here to be. You didn't leave me here to get me out of here. You had plenty of opportunities to get us out of the mess. You left us here to get you in all of your glory and power on a family suited up in Jesus, in the armor of God, as more than conquerors, walking over the enemy's intent, overcomers in His name. That's what He wants us to be. What you're hearing right now is truth from the Word of God and from the God of the Word. And it's truth to you. We don't have to let the deceiver manipulate us and control us any longer. We have the freedom and ability to say no to the enemy's intentions. And we will not continue to fund your enterprises. I'm saying to everyone that has ever endowed universities or supported them, that deny God, mock God, make fun of those who believe in God, do not send that university or that school one more dime. In your local areas, your school districts, you let that school board know, we're not going to have a school board that allows teachers to be made fun of if they mention God, that tells them they'll be fired if they believe in God and tell anybody. You are not going to teach our children there is no God and that the things that made us great are not even true and get them to doubt the great things that made us a great nation that blesses others. You will not do it anymore on our watch. That's what you tell them. And you know what will happen, Sammy? That great awakening that we've hoped for and prayed for will start the moment we decide to put our feet on the enemy's intentions and walk over his intentions like a serpent and a scorpion that the deceiver is and crush his will. That's what we do. That's what power and anointing is for, to enable us to be what he designed us to be and what he desires us to be. In other words, the Father who always cares about our dreams, who will even direct our dreams and our desires so they can give us the desires of our heart because He's controlling the desires of our heart. That Father who wants the best for us and the best through us, we suddenly decide more than anything, we want His desires fulfilled. We want His dreams fulfilled. We would never wish less on our Father than we wish for our own families. We want a healthy family that love one another, that love their neighbor, that love the enemy, but will not compromise with the enemy. Father, let this be the birthing of the next great spiritual awakening to lead to the greatest ingathering of souls in history, to see the church look like the bride fit for the King. In Jesus' name, Sammy, I'm glad you wrote this book. I'm glad God brought us together. And you and I have seen preachers and church leaders that were taught to never be in the same room. We've watched them come together in supernatural unity. Has it been one of the most amazing things you've ever watched?
Absolutely. And the outcomes are measurable for generations to come. Be holy, be one, be light. If we carry that mantle, the gates of hell will never prevail against us.
That's God's word.
He is the way maker. I'm telling you, it's going to happen.
It's in the bookstores. You can get it online. Sammy, we are giving away a great inspirations book, Holding On When You Want to Let Go. That's holding on to Jesus, holding on to hope, the blessed hope. Not just the return of the blessed hope, but the presence, the prevailing, powerful presence of that hope. This is power. These, you know, you could sit down with your Bible and you read this, and I think you'll get so fired up that I'm telling you what, you won't be carrying your Bible around. The Word of God will be carrying you around. You'll be so full of it, it'll flow out of you like a river, and your life will become literally an epistle written in the tables of people's hearts. Betty, that's the way we live. You watch this every day, wherever we go. Just people say, we had a guy kneeling at the wind of our car today, caught up in the glory of God, because we just talked about God. And there he is on his knees, a very successful man, wasn't he? He's just so excited, he didn't want to go. We needed to go somewhere. Go and be witnesses for Christ. Sammy, our viewers, they love to help the least of these. They notice the unnoticed. And you become a miracle. That's as great as any miracle in the New Testament or the Old Testament. I want you to become, right now, the miracle someone hopes for, longs for, and prays for. Watch, and you'll be the answer to the prayers and the needs. You'll be the miracle.
In a world filled with poverty and hopelessness, the young, the innocent, the vulnerable can easily fall victim to friendly strangers as well as trusted relatives who, in reality, are sex predators looking for their next victim. Gitu, whose real name we can't reveal, shares her story.
Because of poverty, my aunt took me to sell me. When we arrived at 4 a.m., that's when my aunt told me what I was going to be doing. She said, whatever husband and wife do is what you do, but it will be with 10 to 15 men a night. I was shocked. I couldn't utter words. She told me if I didn't do it, that she would kill me. They kept me locked up for about a week, and they would feed me one slice of bread in the morning and one slice in the evening. That's how they broke me down. When I wasn't performing, I would cry and cry. There was nothing I could do. I was going to end up dead in that place. A sense of hopelessness came over me.
Fortunately, Gitu was rescued from her captors by our mission partners in South Asia. She was taken to their safe house, where she is recovering from years of physical abuse and where she is being restored spiritually.
I have no fear now. I can learn a skill and have a life after this. There is hope for me.
And that is the hope, God's love through people who will literally, in a sense, become his hands, Betty. Become the way out because of love. That's what I'm praying
for. You know, I can't even imagine what goes on in the hearts of these precious girls and some young men, boys, too, that are used like this. The abuse world they're taken into. They're lied to get them there. They think maybe they're going to get work or sometime to help their family. They never get back to their family because of the abusive world they're taken into. And if they don't obey them, they beat them or they'll kill them. The fear that they must live with, the hopelessness that they say they live with, and not even knowing if they'll live from one day to the next. Please help us help these precious little ones. God loves them. He gave His Son for them, that they might have eternal life. Let's offer hope to them. Let's let them know they're not alone, that we hear their cry for help. Please join with us today and let's do that.
This is a very brief period of time this year because there's so many crisis situations all over the world that we're going to touch with God's love. The last few weeks, our co-workers have told us that 600 girls have been totally set free. They've been reached, and now they're in the restoration process. Would you please help us right now? Some friends like you have said right now, we will give $320,000 to match what you give right now. It'll double it. It takes an average of $128 to rescue one of these that are being trafficked. Most of them are girls. There are some boys. It's very sad. It's a horrific life. And many of them got into it being told they were getting a job and they could help their needy family. It's a terrible deception and destruction. But we can set them free with love. Many people full of the love of God have planted their lives in the midst of this suffering. They have gone into hell for a heavenly cause. But they have to have our support. It takes an average of $128 to rescue one. If you gave $64 with the matching gift, you've now got $128. If you gave $128, it would not just be one you rescue, but two. And I always ask you to think as big as you can. And our viewers and our donors, you're amazing. You really do. $1,280 rescues 10. Now it's 20. It doubles. Whatever you can do, would you go get your bank card? Would you go online or dial that number and use that bank card like a check? If you write a check, make it to Life, but call us. Tell us you're putting it in the mail, and please do so. Very short period of time. We need to hear from every one of you. We've got some special gifts to give to you that will be a blessing, with Sheila's books, with some gifts for those of you to enjoy, a beautiful masterpiece that you and children can enjoy, and, of course, the Divine Servant bronze. It's so beautiful. Please do what you can. Do it right now, would you please? Thank you so much for becoming a miracle to someone.
Innocent children and young people longing to be loved and cared for are being abducted and sold at the hands of violent predators, forced into the evil industry of human trafficking. Through Mission Rescue Life, you can reach out to educate children at risk of being trafficked, rescue those already enslaved, and restore young lives, giving them a future. With a generous $320,000 matching gift, now your gift of $128 to help reach, rescue, or restore one child can be doubled to help two children. Your $64 gift will be matched to help save one child from the horrors of human trafficking, and a $32 mission rescue gift will be doubled to $64. With your gift today, we'll send you Sheila Walsh's brand new book, Holding On When You Want to Let Go, a lifeline of hope for those who feel their life is falling apart. With your gift of $128 or more, you'll receive the Beauty Out of Ashes puzzle set, featuring an image taken by our team while on a trip to the mission field. This 500-piece puzzle forms a beautiful portrait of hope in the midst of despair. Included is a 24-piece puzzle for your children and grandchildren. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280, which will now help rescue 20 children, and you may request our inspiring bronze sculpture, Divine Servant. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
Well, Betty and I thank God for you. Sammy Rodriguez wouldn't be sitting here with us and all of these beautiful guests. We have brought in the beautiful picture of the whole body of Christ, not some denominational part, not the Hatfields one week and the McCoys the next. We've tried to bring in people that are seeking to be what the Father prayed for, and you're making it possible with Life Today, not only watching it, but sharing it every day. If you'd like to have Sammy's book, it is in the bookstores or online, but if you help us rescue someone and you'd like to have his book too, just ask for it. We'll send it to you. Sammy, you come back anytime. God's got something on your heart because you are family and you always will be.
Love you both. Thank you for having me. We're going to change the world together for the glory of the risen
yes,
Christ.
Yes, I really believe that.
When heaven starts, hell cannot stop.
Yeah, before he comes in glory, remember, he's coming for a church adorned and dressed up in his glory, in his presence, his power. Thanks for watching.
Pull yourself away from the devil. They ask for everything. Promise to set you free. You made a vow to your mother that you'd give your life to your father, the one who helped you see, won't leave you recklessly.
Nothing is beyond the scope of God's redemptive power.
Sheila Walsh encourages you to keep holding on when life feels out of control. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.